Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell. Welcome to Conscious Conversations. DJ, good to see you again.
How are you, my man?
Doing fantastic, man. Cool. Hey, you know, building off our last conversations, which I thought was fantastic, what types of relationships do you want to grow, maintain, and let go of at this point?
Well, as far as grow, it's only those that support our lively topic of flourishing. And I'm sure at some point we'll get further into flourishing. For me, it's optimizing that journey in critical aspects of life: spiritual, physical, intellectual, financial, social. So if I'm in a relationship that is not supporting that journey, I have no room, time, or energy for it. I like to engage in relationships that have a really clear purpose and intent. And that doesn't mean it has to be, hey, we're only setting out to make money together. But there's some value being added, whether it's emotional value, it could be financial value, et cetera. But being really clear around what purpose the relationship serves. And if there really isn't a purpose and it starts to feel more like an obligation, Charles, I'm probably not there. And then I think, you know, lastly, man, is I'm really on this thing around positivity. So I try to eradicate any negativity in my life. Now, obviously things happen. The tax man comes every year, right? So you deal with that. You
can't avoid him.
You can't avoid that, right? But for me, man, I'm really in a positive emotional state and moving at a really nice pace right now. And I want to continue flourishing in that fashion. So I'm really, really diligent around managing personal relationships. So those that I'm looking to relinquish are those that don't fortify flourishing. And, you know, I'm sure you can relate to that. So I'll be happy to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, no question. And, you know, what made me think about that a little more deeply is when you talked about the emotional piece as well. And what I've come to realize in the last few years is that, you know, I sort of, you know, I do this dance a lot. And I think, you know, you do this dance a lot less than I do, because I think that you put yourselves in situations where, you know, you're, to your point earlier about managing those relationships and managing how you spend your time. And you know, I'm still doing a little bit of the, I don't want to say the corporate dance, but obviously being in business, as an entrepreneur and developing relationships, sometimes you're trying to focus on what's best for the business as opposed to what's really connecting to you in your personal life. And so, you know, in efforts not to be, you know, I want to be a bullshitter. I always want to be authentic, but I think what I'm navigating more so now is paying a lot more attention to those relationships in the context of where they sit and focusing on being less judgmental on people in terms of what their personal perspectives are, but managing those things that don't sort of resonate with me.
Exactly.
Where it's just transactional. You know, it's transactional, it's respectful. My views may be very different. And I don't necessarily have to engage in those ideas or those thoughts, but really focus on the quality of work, presenting the work that we do in our business in the best light, being a good servant when it comes to being a provider of service, and always, to your point, focused on, we talk a lot about this, you know, we put our name on something, that name has to be focused on quality. And I don't want that to be a narrative that because something doesn't strike me as being a part of my personal persona, that it bleeds into my business in any way, right?
Right.
Personally, you know, I try to make a clear line around those things that don't really reflect who I want to be and who the kinds of people, to your point, that I want to be around. I want to be around positive people that are focused on, and I think this is a really good word. I've jumped on this a lot. You said this to me once, probably 2 years ago, about people who are nurturing.
Yes.
And caring.
Yes.
And that is something that I recognize that I really do need, you know, is folks that are really going to be in my corner and supportive, mm-hmm. And think about how they impact me from, is it positive? Is it negative? And if it's not positive, if it's not moving in a direction where I feel like there's value every time, because for me, value is really about not necessarily getting something from someone, but I'm still in the process of learning and growing.
Absolutely.
Right. And so I want there to be value just in terms of, I know there are things that, you know, there's a give and take when it comes to learning and experiences. We all have something very different that we bring to the table a lot of times. And so sometimes maybe I'm the one who's, you know, providing the opportunity for someone to learn and grow. But I also want to be reciprocal, where there's an opportunity for me to have an opportunity to reflect on the things that I'm experiencing in that relationship that provide me with this additional quality of life that hopefully I can pass on or incorporate into the things that I do or help others in some way. So I think that's really critical and really important. And so if you can't extract any of that out of a conversation or out of a relationship with someone, maybe it's not one that you want to continue to have as part of your regular routine in life to help, you know, build on those experiences and have a quality relationship.
So that's huge, Charles. And I think I've come to similarly realize the importance of that nurturing aspect of the social circle, and particularly in a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's very easy for someone to see a Charles Mitchell or Daryl Jones walking down the street, getting out of a car, going into a meeting, and feel like, what does that brother really need? I don't think that's the question to ask. And I think when it comes to a partner who's part of your daily routine, if that's a question, then ask that question. What do you need? And as opposed to living next to someone or being involved to someone who appears to have it all figured out, are you checking in? And to your point, I like to be around folks that are checking in. Hey, man, how you really doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's really important, because I don't think you or I are trying to give off any sort of facade, but we have to carry it a certain way at the same time. That shouldn't obviate a partner asking the question, I really want to know how you're doing. And I think that's really, really important. Do you care enough to ask that question? Right? So that nurturing thing is really critical. And I think that sort of bleeds into emotional intelligence, because I think that's connected to that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be around folks who can manage emotions. When I say manage, it doesn't mean mute in every scenario. That's not what I mean. But understand the impact and effect of emotional output and emotional intake as it relates to social environment.
Yeah, we talked about this, I think last week, you know, we're just having a conversation how everything is not always bunny rabbits and rainbows, right? You know, we're all dealing with things in life, right?
100%.
And so when you are checking in, like, the opportunity to really be authentic with someone and say, hey, yeah, this is what's going on. And know that there's a trusting relationship there, that we're just not moving through the motions, that we just talk about it, right? And it doesn't mean we're solving problems for one another, but to have someone who's listening and who cares and can really show and exhibit love.
Mm-hmm.
I want more of that in my life. I want more love, more understanding, because I think, to me, that's what makes life really, really nice. You know, to have those people in your corner who, you know, when things aren't going great and when things are going great, that you can share those experiences. And there's, you know, there may not be anything anybody can do to help you or support you sometimes, but just knowing that they're there and that they care and that there's love there, can sometimes be what gets you through it.
It is. And sometimes it's just refreshing to be able to articulate that, right? Mm-hmm. To sit with it in your thoughts is one thing, right? And but to have, you know, someone, partner, otherwise, whatever it is, that is truly asking from a place of caring and love, like you said, becomes more important, I think, the more we move through life. And maybe even the more it feels like we have shit together.
Yeah.
You know, so let's not let the facade obviate folks from asking questions like that. So that's really, really important to me.
Yeah, I think it's our responsibility as human beings, you know, as grown folk, if you want to say it, to solve our own problems, right?
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that we have to solve it in a vacuum by ourselves. You know, we can include others just in our thought process. We can include others just in how we're feeling. And again, it's not about necessarily having people make decisions for us or dictate the route that we choose to go. But it's more about just having, you know, this ability to know that you're not walking down this road in life by yourself.
Yep.
You know, yep. That in itself sometimes is all people need to have fuel to like get through the next day and the next day and the next day.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think, you know, even when you and I connect and are able to kind of connect in a dinner environment, watching the game, whatever, man, it's really refreshing, you know? And that's what I enjoy, because I can be content and happy. I spend a lot of time alone. I'm cool with that. That's how I grew up. And you know as well as anyone that when I do make a decision to share time, I'm really diligent around that. And I'm sure you've come to realize that. And again, you're someone who I really enjoy, you know, spending time with, man. So yeah, that's important to me. Emotional intelligence, positivity, clear intent and purpose, and drama-free, man. Those are the relationships that I love.
Yeah, let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
Oh, this has been awesome, man. I think the next time we get around this conversation, we're going to talk about what we want more out of in life. So I look forward to that.
All right. Likewise.
And thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.